right, school's back in session. We're back to doing the pledge of the week, and you can get your classroom pledge into us. It's pretty simple. You just send it. You record it on your, you know, your phone or whatever, and you just send it to us. Pledge at jnkevin.com. Our classroom pledge this week is Mrs. Martin's first grade class from Heyburn Elementary in St. Mary's.
Man extraordinaire, Kevin James.
California woman grows world's longest armpit hair.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
It's brought to you by Horizon Credit Union.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
What do those kids say at the end? Work hard. Be your best. Be kind.
Those are three of the four, Jay. There's one more.
Is it stay fit or something?
No.
Do you want me to look it up? Oh, you know it.
Oh, you know it?
No, I don't, but I know that's
not
it.
Steve, you know it?
I mean, I have it written down.
Oh, you wrote it down.
Well, Miss Martin sent me the words.
Oh, good. Would you mind looking at
it? No.
I think it's
I have them,
work hard, do your best, be kind.
Be kind.
What's the fourth one?
And be safe.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that's the one we forgot.
Yeah, I couldn't tell as well. I like the little chant there at the end. That's a great classroom
go
theme.
Go Jacks.
Yeah, go Jacks. It's great. All right, Kevin, what you got for us?
Well, it is news time, and this is something that I think changes for all of us over time. As you get a little bit older, maybe you raise the bar a little bit higher. For what age is no longer cool?
Like, oh, that's funny,
just go, oh, man, yeah, you're 50. You're not cool anymore or what? But I will say, I think overall, Hollywood, the actors, actresses, the people that are in the public eye have really helped change this, I feel.
By making it seem like you can be older and be cool? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, this came up yesterday on the Jennifer Hudson show with Rob Lowe, who Rob is 60 now.
Right.
And, you know, he was still saying that, yeah, actually, you know what? I think that 60 is cool. You can still be cool at 60.
Right.
Like, you're older, obviously, but you can still be cool. And if Rob Lowe says it, then it's probably true.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. I thought this last night in the middle of my I cannot sleep. I was watching Jimmy Kimmel. That's who it was. And I had only caught my eye because Halle Berry was on there.
Oh.
And I was watching Halle Berry, who is 58 years old. And there is just no way. She does not look anywhere near 58 years old. It doesn't make any sense. She's still stunning. At 58, and you go, yeah, see, that's a different bar. Like, that just doesn't seem the same.
Sure.
You know, 58 can look very different.
Yeah.
And then there is, right after her, Mike Tyson was on, who is 60.
He's 60, yeah.
And going to box a 27-year-old.
Correct, yeah.
And I was just looking at Mike, and he wasn't, you know, he was just wearing a regular shirt, whatever, but, man, you're looking at how big that guy is. I don't feel like there used to be any. Jay, when you were growing up, did you know any 60-year-old men who looked like that?
Like Mike Tyson?
Yeah, well, okay, bad example. But you know what I mean?
Right.
The guys who were just
no one looks like
Mike old, ripped out of their mind, where you're just like, how?
I mean, there
and
was
obviously it's changed a lot. We know all the stuff to eat and do and take and... You know, it changes, but...
I think there probably were some, like, a Charlton Heston, you know, old actor.
Okay,
or like, you know, somebody like that who you were like, yeah.
Who was he? Charlie Atlas. Who was the Atlas guy? He was always in all the magazines. You could buy his workout for, like, $7. Was it Charles Atlas?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out. You mean, like, Jack LaLanne or somebody like that?
No, Jack LaLanne's another good example. Yeah. He punched me once.
What?
Jekyll Lane punched me.
I don't know if I remember that story.
Did you deserve it?
We had him in studio,
oh,
Jay.
Oh, that's right.
Just does a thing where he comes up to you and he's like, hey.
Boom.
Oh,
yeah,
I forgot.
Gave
me a little shot in the gut. I was like, oh, God, Jack. Nice guy, though.
Forgot about that, actually.
It was playful. It was a playful punch.
Yeah, was he like promoting the lottery or something, wasn't he?
Boy, Jay, I can't remember what he was promoting.
Yeah, I forgot that he was.
It might have been. It might have been like he was with the Washington State Lottery.
Something,
and we were lucky enough, you know, to have him on.
So I think there are a few like that. But, you know, I don't know, man. I mean, I do understand it feels like there's more now because, obviously, for the reasons you listed, you know, people know how to take care of themselves better, et cetera, et cetera. And, yeah, it just...
Let's also be honest about the fact that maybe 30 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever you want to do, you know what people like to do? Smoke and drink.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, and it was just, that was kind of part of what you did. Like, hey, I've been working hard. I'm going to smoke and I'm going to drink and I'm going to do these things. And I think some of these people still do that, but it's different now where they're just like, nope, I'm going to take care of myself differently. So what is the age that you think is still cool?
Yeah,
I think it does matter, the person as well.
Absolutely. And the definition of cool changes as you get a little bit older. Because, you know, you can see some senior citizens, you go, that person's cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
J.K. Simmons is cool.
Yeah, he is.
And I don't know how old he is. I'm guessing
70-something.
Yeah, probably right around there.
But it is one of those where you go, I think for me, I have pushed the bar to 60s. Like, if you're in your early 60s, yeah, you could still be pretty cool.
Kevin, you need to watch the Mark Wahlberg, J.K. Simmons, Halle Berry movie. Because it's got all the, you know, people who are getting, quote-unquote, up there. And they're all in the same movie together. And, you know, like Mark Wahlberg and Halle Berry are supposed to be like high school classmates.
Jay, I've been wanting to watch that. Is that what I call like the Union?
The Union,
or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over the weekend, I was going to watch it, and then I just never got to.
Yeah, yep. Well, tonight's your night. There's no football, and I don't think Survivor's on, so.
Nah, Survivor not until tomorrow night. I don't think there's any premieres tonight that I care about.
Got your viewing set for you, my friend.
I'm bummed out that the show, The Floor, that I really like, I think it's a great game show. That's also hosted by Rob Lowe.
Right.
That one is on...
Boy, they've been promoting the heck out of it.
I think it's on Wednesday nights. It's a great concept.
Yeah.
I don't feel like anybody watched the first season of it, but hopefully they people will get into this one a little more.
Yeah, the fact that they didn't have great ratings, I'm floored.
Hey-o! The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Maybe it is a call, crime check, and say, hey, man, cone issue. Cone alert.
Or is there...
Kevin James.
Is there like a non-emergency...
Yeah, that's crime check.
I guess that's what crime check is.
4-5-6-2-2-3-3-3. On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget you can download the podcast. It's free. Cost you $0 and 0 cents. I'm trying to figure out where my daughter and her husband are somewhere in Europe. He sent a picture this morning of her. They had to drive someplace, Kevin, over there. Like, I don't know where they're at, but someplace. And they have one of those screens in the middle. And it's one of those where the screen looks gigantic. And then, as you can see clearly on there, Jay and Kevin Show podcast from yesterday.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Which hour is this? Looks like hour one. Yeah.
You know, the thing about the podcast is, Jay, and I don't know if everybody really understands the podcast.
Right.
What it is, you know, like what exactly, is it new content? What is it? Well, no, we do a show live.
Yeah.
And then we put it on a podcast. Like we put it out there for you to listen anytime you want. Now, I will tell you some of the things about it that are nice at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's no commercials.
Mm-hmm.
There's no music.
Right.
You can listen to the 4-hour show in 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
And that's pretty slick. That is pretty, pretty nice.
What if you listened at 1.5 times speed?
Don't do it. You can do it. I sound all right at 1.5 times speed. You do not. I sound too fast.
So fast.
You sound too fast.
Sorry.
Yeah.
About that.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jane Kevin Show.
Dear Jane Kevin, I have a friend who is going through some very rough times with employment, a custody battle, and of course, finances. I think she's a great person who is just in a rough spot. She's always super sweet to me, and one day, I'd love to maybe be more than friends. I have some money that I'd like to give her to help out, but my family and friends are telling me this is a horrible idea. They think that she's just playing me to get what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my friend says, no, I'll pay you back. You know, it'll be a loan, and I'll pay you back as soon as I can. I guess I don't really care either way if I lose the money. I just want to help her and see where it goes. Should I give her the money? I feel like it would make me happy. And isn't that what matters? That is from Matt.
So 509-441-0999 to call or text. Well, there's some layers in there. The wanting to be more than friends at some point makes it a little messier.
It does. It definitely makes it like... It almost feels like you're trying to buy her love a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. So the way
and
I look,
his friends and family are saying, "Hey, she knows exactly what she's doing. She knows that if she's sweet to you or whatever,
which is possible,
she can work you and she's going to get the money." Now, if he doesn't care if he loses the money, and he's been warned and he knows all this, you're a big boy.
Yeah.
You're a grown man. I guess you do what you do and deal with the consequences.
Well, then you have to change your mindset because, you know, I just have this thing where I just don't loan people money. If I get... I was kind of telling everybody else, Kevin.
Stupid.
I was kind of telling everybody else, not you. Look, here's the thing. If I want to give you money, then that's what it's going to be. But if I loan you money, then that's how friendships are lost and... You know, that's the reason not to do it. Now, you can go into it saying it's a loan, but in the back of your mind, you should be saying... That's a gift because if you get it back, you're surprised and you're not expecting it.
Sure.
If you're expecting it and you don't get it back, that will ruin any sort of relationship you have because you feel like that person's taking advantage of you. So don't loan money to people. If you want to donate or give it to them, sure, great. If they pay you back in some way or form, cool. But man, it'll ruin it for sure. And that's not a great way of starting a relationship, you know, like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship with a loan.
No,
I can't think of a worse way to start a relationship.
Yeah, a little risky.
You know, and it might help her get through a tough time, right? Like it just...
That's a gift.
Like maybe that does. It gets her through a tough time. Sounds like he's willing to make it a gift. So hopefully that part can just be handled that way. And also, I don't know how much money it is. Are we talking... You know, $1,000? Are we talking five? Are we talking 10?
Yeah, like, that kind of matters too, yeah.
I think it does.
Yeah, yeah.
Where... Yeah. I don't know. I mean, does he have... Sounds like he has it. He doesn't mind if he loses it, but that doesn't mean that it's a smart decision, right?
True. Yeah.
Like, so some people could say, well, you know, I mean, I'll help her out. I'll give her $10,000. And his family's like, dude, you don't have $10,000.
Sure. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to be back to...
What do you think, Steve-O Steve?
I do wonder, Kevin, do you know, like, these family and friends of his, do they know her at all?
Sounds like it. Sounds like they know her a little bit enough to judge.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the thing. Is it just like...
Wait, you have to know people to judge them?
Yeah, yeah.
That's no fun.
Is that the thing, though? Is she just being judged by these people without them knowing her at all? Or do they know...
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because obviously they're going to be protective of their family and friend, right?
Right, right. Yeah. But I feel like that plays a role.
Yeah, you know? For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. If they have knowledge of her, like, you know, that she's kind of been leaning that way anyway, or if they're just judging blindly.
Right, right.
You know, I see what you're saying.
This also does feel like when I was in middle school, and I would have this one kid always ask me for, like, we had these cards to pay for our hot lunch.
Right.
Or, like, whatever.
Like a punch card, or, yeah, they scan it or whatever.
It was a scanning thing, so you could also buy, like, other things like French fries or whatever.
Nice.
And this kid would come up to me all the time and be like, oh man, I'm still kind of hungry. And, you know, can you buy me some French fries? And be like, all right. And he'd be like, I'll pay you back. Never did he pay me back.
So literally this kid was stealing your lunch money.
Well, not stealing. I mean, I was like, okay, yeah.
You offered it.
Yeah. I mean, well, he insisted.
That's stealing.
But you
see,
know,
see, you insisted, Kevin, as
in a nice way.
Give me your card, or I'll rough you. I'll rough you up.
No, I mean, that was never like that.
You're in a headlock, Steve. That's
no.
Sharing.
No. It wasn't quite like that. It was more like a, you know, I feel sorry for the kid because he was a big guy.
He knew how to play you, and I think that's maybe what they're saying too with this.
That's exactly.
She knows what she's doing. She's being sweet to you,
and you're kind.
And she knows that you're the kind of guy that'll be nice and will consider giving it to her.
Watch out, Matt. She's taking your lunch money.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Cooper Kupp won that Super Bowl.
That's it?
DJ'd his wedding.
There it is. I was like, you're not ending there, are you?
Kevin James.
He was the MVP. Super Bowl.
Cool story, bro.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
In a little entertainment news, Blake Shelton signed a new record company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he signed a new contract, which, you know, he had left his old company, but we didn't know. We were like, well, is he going to start his own? Is he just going to be...
It kind of seemed like he would have, right? Like he was in that spot where Blake would just do his own record label, but I guess not.
Yeah, or just, you know, like, you know, go, oh, I'll just, I don't need it, you know, I'll just, if I put something out, I'll put it out on my own, but whatever, yeah. So I was actually kind of surprised to see that, but well done.
Who is he with now?
BMG, same like with Jason Aldean and Lainey and Jelly. Okay. He's, I mean, that's a pretty good land for them. Yeah, that's a big one. So good for him. Gosh, speaking of celebrities, Sean?
Yes, sir.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Hey, say hello to my friend Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello, Sean.
How is
Thompson Falls?
Thank you, Kevin.
Did we make it through homecoming and all that good stuff?
We made it through homecoming. We got creamed by Boulder, 41-6, but the volleyball team bounced back and got the varsity match on Saturday.
Okay, good. Yeah, nice.
It's always a tough one when you lose homecoming.
It is, yeah.
Then you're supposed to go to the dance and have fun, and you can, but it's kind of like, man, I know we're not good at football, and that's a bummer.
The only way that's better probably is if you know going in.
If you know going in, you're going to lose?
Yeah, because at least that way you're not, you know, like, well, we're probably not going to win. Boulder's a really good team. So.
And then I'm just looking forward to the homecoming dance.
Yeah, yeah. So what's going on with you today, buddy?
Well, Kyle Larson won at Bristol.
Oh, NASCAR, yep. Mm-hmm.
He led 462 laps.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, it is. That seems almost kind of boring.
That's a record?
Yeah, he set a new record. He broke one that was 455 laps set by Jeff Gordon all the way back in 95.
Wow.
Oh, wow, okay. So that's impressive. Yeah. Sean, who is your favorite?
About our Seahawks.
Oh, you wanted to talk about the Seahawks.
Seahawks.
You know, on top of the NFC West.
I'm trying to remember how many games ahead of the Niners are they? Do you know?
Well, Niners,
two would be the Rams answer.
And Cardinals are all at 1-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sean, are the Mariners going to make the playoffs? I can't keep track of what's going on with them. I know they've
Kevin.
Winning some games and doing the things.
They won last night in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They need to win today and tomorrow in Houston, and then they need to sweep Oakland, and then Houston needs to lose today and tomorrow, and then lose Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to Texas.
Oh, it's confusing.
For the Mariners to
one of those. They got to keep winning.
They need some help.
Some other things have to go right.
Yeah.
And, well, they got some help in the form of Kansas City losing to Detroit yesterday. So,
well, there you go.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens, I guess.
The Mariners have to leapfrog three teams in the AL Central, which are the Twins, the Royals, and the Tigers. And the only one of those three teams that did not play yesterday was Minnesota.
Best team in baseball.
Sean, I have a question for you. I mean, it is sports season. I know you love to watch sports. You do all this sports stuff, but Do you ever get pizza when you're watching sports? And if so, what is your favorite pizza? I don't think I know this.
I like anything with meat. I like bacon, black olive. I like pepperoni. I like there's a pizza at what used to be Simple Simon's, now is Burrito Blue Hawk Pizza, because the family that owned the pizza shop downtown had to sell because their 9-year-old son got killed in a full-size rollover ATV accident.
Oh, man, it was terrible.
Oh, my gosh, man. Those small towns always have stories like that.
Yeah.
They're so sad. But so they sold it, but it's still a good pizza place?
Oh, yeah. The guy that owns, the guy and the wife that owns it now, I actually go to church with them.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh. Of course. Again, small town, Kevin.
Danny, the man, guy's name is Danny Moore Jr. His dad is actually the owner of Minnie's now.
Oh, what? Wait. So that's
the place
your boss?
Where you work.
That's so basically that's your boss.
Well,
how's
his dad is my boss.
That's what I'm.
Boss,
yeah, yeah, that's what I meant.
He's the boss of Black Bear Construction.
Wow.
Okay. Man, we're
world.
Getting all the resume here.
How's the? I have two questions for you, Sean. How's work there at Minnie's?
Good.
Good.
Steady. It's been slow the last few Thursdays I've gone in, but it's picked up a lot more, say, around 11:25 and stayed busy until like 1:40
okay.
For
okay,
so a couple lunch hours lunch, for lunch, but, yeah.
So the other question I have for you is, like, there's a lot of talk with people like, oh, like Jeff Probst, because, you know, they're coming up on the 50th season of Survivor. I heard a lot of talk to this. You okay?
Yeah.
And then I heard
I'm
this.
Listening.
Okay. And then I heard a lot of talk, you know, about Gonzaga changing conferences and all this. And they're like, well, are they going to change conferences? We don't know how long Mark Few is going to be around. So a lot of people are talking about, oh, should they retire? My question to you.
Gonzaga will not change conferences.
Okay. My question to you.
The only way they could is if they started a football program.
Yeah. I know. They want the schools with all the sports.
Well, have you heard that Boise State is Utah State, San Diego State, and Wyoming are moving into the Pac-12?
There's a lot of talk about the Pac-12, mm-hmm. including GU. But hey, my question is, with all this retirement talk,
oh, you have one?
Do you? Thank you, Kevin. Do you have any plans to retire from
no.
competition at the Special Olympics?
For
no,
12 years now.
12 years, okay.
I'm hoping to make it another 24 or 36. So
years?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
That's a-
one of our, the guy, the bus boy, his name is Mike. He's actually worked off and on at Minnie's for the last, like, 25 years.
Oh, wow.
Just as a bus boy.
Man.
Minnie's sounds like a place where you can go and you can work there until you're ready to retire.
Yes, it is.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, dude. Well, we got to run. You're the best. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you checking in. And
name that tune Friday.
That's up to Kevin. I have to see how Kevin's feeling Friday. Kevin,
yeah,
are you,
I think, you know what, Sean? I'd be willing to try. I'd be willing to give you a run for your money.
Speaking of which, I get paid Thursday, so.
he's got money to blow on this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. All right, buddy. Listen, be good. Say hi to your mom. Say hi to your dad, and we'll talk to you on Friday. Okay, buddy.
Okay.
All right. See you, bud.
And he's gone.
No, I'm still here.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I see.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Anyway, if you're thinking about it. Maybe next year. Maybe the three of us will do it together next year.
Kevin James.
You want to?
Well, it seemed like no one else did, so never mind.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
No truer word spoken there. A couple things for you. You can download the Coyote Country app. That's free. And then you can just listen on the go wherever you happen to be going. That's very simple. What else did I want to remind you about today? The Jay and Kevin food drive is 2 weeks from yesterday. So we will be out at R&R RV the 7th through the 11th. The typical 6A to 6P for your chance to drop off stuff. So if you have like an office or a school and you want to get involved, and you know that's where it really starts to add up, we would love that. All you have to do is just kind of like take over wherever you happen to be. Steve's going to send out some information to the schools. And then if you have an office and you're the person who can help get that going at your business, would love that. So that's August 7th to the 11th.
Yeah, group efforts are great because they do add up.
Oh, man. Absolutely. And then I just a quick mention of I'm emceeing, lucky enough to emcee the Walk to End Alzheimer's this Saturday, again this year, out in Coeur d'Alene. So for the North Idaho version of it, I think this is the third maybe year that I got to do that. So
yeah,
thanks.
And that's the one that's always right there at Riverstone?
That's correct, Kevin. Yeah, beautiful walk, and it looks like the weekend's going to be great. So
I've told you it's one of my, it might be my favorite walk.
Yeah, it is awesome right there.
It's just so great on that little trail, and yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and you can
cool and a great cause, obviously.
And you can still get in on it. They're still trying to reach their goal. It's at act.alls.org, or you can just Google, you know, Alzheimer's, Walk to End Alzheimer's, and it pops up. So thanks. Appreciate all that.
Very good.
And now, Kevin, I don't know if you know this, but Steve has offended one of our TV friends, you know, Natalie Grant.
Again?
Natalie Grant, very, very nice person. One of my favorite Minnesotans, you know, clearly. And, you know, she was going to come up. She took one of our spam cans, the spam around the world, and she took one and she went on a little trip. Went to Italy. I assume took some pictures, et cetera, et cetera. We invited her up this morning. Crickets. She won't even reply to Steve's emails now because of all the weird stuff he sent her.
Could it possibly be? I'm just going to throw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I like the theory that it's Steve's fault, is it maybe because she's the only one there today?
Oh, okay. Work got in the way.
Like she's got to do all the stuff on her own.
Work got in the way.
Because I did notice that like Robin wasn't there.
Right, yeah.
Nobody else was filling in. It was just Natalie.
Yeah, she's
running solo down there. Running
solo, yeah. Well, okay, that could be it, too.
Well, Mike's there.
Mark Peterson?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he doesn't do anything. He's just like, oh, weather hot today, which, by the way, is crazy that it's going to be almost 90 today. That's insane.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Mark, oh, hot, you know, and Natalie like, great, fun talk, see ya.
We have a quick thermometer today, though. Is that what we call it this time of year, a quick thermometer?
Because it's going to be cooling down quickly?
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, it's 87, but it's not the 87 that we get, you know, in July, where it's like
for 5 or 6
days.
Oh my gosh,
it's 9 o'clock at night and it's still 85.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, or it's just or the earth is just hot from day after day.
I think they call that a long thermometer.
A long thermometer?
Yeah.
Because it has a low and a high high?
Yeah, because there's a great deal between, there's like 30-some degrees between the low and the high.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Yeah, short thermometer,
the
it's
thermometer.
Like, yeah, short thermometer is like, oh but man, 90 and then 79 at night. And you're like, ugh.
It's a long thermometer, but in a short time.
Yeah. Well, it's a long thermometer because it's dark so quick.
That, yes, it does make it nice. Even like, okay, it's 87, that's really fun, but don't worry, it's not going to last long. It will be
correct,
cool and perfect this evening.
Yeah, when the sun sets at whatever it is, 6:30 or something, which is weird. But
you know, as a wedding DJ, it is, it's a necessary evil, I understand it, but...
The cool weather?
I will tell you that sunset photos have become one of the worst things... for DJs trying to figure out when they're going to do them. And of course the sun sets at all different times, you know, throughout the year. And it's always rough when it's like the 8 o'clock, 8:30. And it's like, we've just started the party. Everybody's dancing and having fun. And now the bride and groom are going to leave for a half hour to go take pictures. And I get it. It's the sunset, man. And the pictures are beautiful, but it is always tough for the flow of a party.
For sure.
Talking to somebody who has a wedding next weekend, and they were like, yep. And then I think we're gonna, right after we get our food, we're just gonna go do the sunset photos. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because that's
your sunset's at like 6 something.
Right.
That is so much easier.
Yeah,
we can just do the party afterwards.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yeah, it's definitely that time of year where the sun is a changing.
Also, a shame on both of you for not correcting me, as the texters have. What did I say the dates of the food drive were?
I didn't listen. I didn't at all. I thought you said October 6th through the 13th.
7th through the 11th. Dang it, Kevin.
That's close.
Kevin G.
So is that wrong?
I said August instead of October. I did that two days in a row of the wrong month. So October, clearly, next
month. What did you say yesterday?
I said August, yeah.
Yesterday?
I think I did.
Really?
Yeah. The good job of listening. You know...
Listen, I'll be there. I know when it is.
Maybe you don't, though. You think it's the 13th.
I know you. What the heck?
No, I thought it ended the 13th. So well, what if I stay a couple days long?
Yeah, why don't you spend the weekend there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I mean, I'm sure, yeah, it'd be fine.
That's totally fine if you really feel like doing that.
Might be a little cold if you're staying out there the whole time, though.
Well, I mean, there's an RV there, Steve.
Oh, true.
See, you've never been, you've never done a food drive before.
Oh, I cannot wait to have food drive fun with Steve. This is going to be, you are either going to fall in love with us forever or call your daddy and say, I want to come home.
What is that? This seems very ominous.
Well, there's an extended period of time, Steve. There's a very long, the days are long. I mean, we're there for an extended period of time, see?
Yeah.
And it's a lot.
And early in the week, no matter how hard we try to promote it.
That's correct. People,
it is very slow during the days.
Right, yes.
Early in the week.
That's correct.
And so you just sit there with you kind of nothing to do. And, you start just, I don't know. You just... Huh. My mind starts wandering, ideas start coming into my head, and it just gets wild.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it's short thermometer, long time?
No.
Sure, I would say more short fuse, long time.
Okay.
How do you feel about a good salmon dip?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
That's the weirdest question.
Good old Dorothy there at R&R RV. Makes the greatest salmon dip.
Oh, there was a connection there.
No, there really was. It was just
there was a purpose.